The hosts and reigning champions of Eurovision, Sweden, will be sending Marcus and Martinus with their song Unforgettable. But will they be making it an unforgettable year by reigning victorious 2 years in a row? Let's review Eurovision. So, obviously, Sweden, always hot favourites on home turf. This year with Marcus and Martinus and their song Unforgettable. It's never going to compare to Loreen, was it? Jack, what do you make it?
Yeah, you're right. It was never going to compare to Loreen. I thought this is a valiant effort, but I'm slightly concerned that we've sort of gone back into Sweden's old habits after 2 years of songs that were innovative in the form of Tattoo, unlike anything that we've seen before, and really heartfelt and emotional in Hold Me Closer, which is not Sweden's type of thing at all. We've kind of reverted back into the generic Swedish pop category, which is a little bit of a shame. I thought maybe they'd outgrown it. Clearly not. Within that genre, though, and I'm talking, 2017, 2018, 2019, 2016, that's or even 2015, that block of 5 years where it was just men, white, well, not even one, not all white men, but just men singing pop. I still think this does stand out. I think it's engaging. There's a lot going for it. It's very in your face. And I think it does have a real bop along quality to it. It does wake you up when it's on. And I think it'll be a good way to start the show because it has drawn first in the grand final, obviously. That said, I think it's a little disappointing, let's put it that way, that this has sort of, there's not a single aspect of this that we haven't seen before. Not necessarily at Eurovision, but in Melodifestivalen. So Marcus and Martinus, let's buckle up for a bit of a history lesson here, rolling up the sleeves for it. So Marcus and Martinus entered a song in Melodifestivalen last year that finished second. It was a fantastic song called Air, and I think would have been competitive to win Eurovision anyway had it beaten Loreen, which it was never going to, but it was a great song. And structurally, this is almost identical. Almost identical. It's astonishing that this has not been picked up by some sort of plagiarism bot because it is structurally the same. The staging is sort of like a mix of the music video-esque quality of Benjamin Ingrosso, which on reflection we all kind of recognize was a mistake because it took you out of realizing it was a live performance and it was clinical and people didn't respond well to it. But it's also in the sort of glitchy effect, which I kind of think are border on distracting sometimes. It reminds me of Omar Rudberg's Moving Like That performance from Melodifestivalen. So it kind of, and even the acts, I mean, we've seen them before. They've tried to represent Sweden before. It is a bit, it's like the epitome of being recycled. And it's just a little bit, where's the sort of the Loreen pushing it forward aspect of this? Where is the let's make this contest innovative, let's change it, that's something we've never seen before. We've kind of seen every bit of this before, and that's a little bit of a shame. That said, it does a competent job. It's not the song that I would have picked to go to Sweden. There were better songs in Melodifestivalen this year, a few of them, but it does the job. It'll represent them well on home turf. It's strong, but by Swedish standards, I would have hoped for a bit better.
Yeah, I also feel like that. I feel like we probably actually judge Sweden to a bit of a higher standard than a lot of other countries because they have such a track record for sending such great stuff. I find this extremely kind of generic. And I mean, we've talked about kind of, we've compared other songs saying it's like, oh, if you want, if you told AI to make a girl bop or something. For me, this is like, you've asked AI to make a generic pop song, and it's fine. It will be a good kind of opener. The staging at Melody Festival and is it's weird because it does kind of take you away from that idea of a live performance, but I actually think that is still kind of the best way to kind of present a song like this. I think you like the way they kind of were enclosed and you've got all the kind of strobing. I do think that was kind of pretty effective, but it is just It is, yeah, it's just nothing we haven't heard before, and you can kind of, I mean, you can't see what, like, it's one of those, you can't, like, when it's the public kind of voting for it, you can't be like, oh, well, you can see why they've sent something kind of toned down because they can't afford to host it 2 years in a row. But when it's a public vote, you do kind of wonder, yeah, why this and not something a bit more kind of interesting. Yeah, I mean, it is ironic for a song that's called Unforgettable, which is kind of fairly forgettable.
And that it's going first as well in the final. It's kind of testing its own rules here and
Yeah, that'll be kind of embarrassing if it ends up.
it ends up coming out last. I also think also, something I forgot to mention is it's a bit odd that they're both twins, but are they talking about the same woman here? Because then there's a bit of a strange incesty thing going on here. And I feel like that's alarm bell territory. I kind of who are they singing about?
Well, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure people stew on that question long enough for it to weigh on their voting
It
decision.
stewed on my mind a little bit too much, frankly. I'm concerned. I feel like people need to get called.
Well, there we are. I mean, as we've said, it's opening the final. Obviously, as the kind of reigning victor, they got straight through to the final. How do you think it's going to do, and what would you rank it?
So I'm going to give you my score first of all. It's a 7.5, which is probably higher than you might have been expecting given my comments. But you're right. I think we do hold Sweden to a higher standard just because they're just another echelon of brilliant at Eurovision. Yeah, it's just by Swedish standards, it's good but not great. The song, I enjoy it when it's on, I listen to it. Not what I would have said to represent Sweden. It's 7.5. How will it do? I mean, the jury is going to eat this up, but the televote, I actually think it is going to struggle, partly because it's I think going to fall into that Benjamin Ingrosso category of clinical, slightly music video-esque, and people aren't going to respond well to it. And it's opening the show, and it is sort of batting against history here because Sweden only twice, I think, in the last 10 years have they not finished in the top five. I mean, it's an extraordinary record. And obviously, the joint worst result that they've had in the last 15 years or so has been when they were in Malmo last time as well. So you expect Sweden to be in the top five. But the last time a song opening the show finished in the top five was 2010. So they really are batting against history here. So I struggle to see it finishing in the top five. The top 10, definitely. But I just think there's too many things working against this for it to finish top five. But it's for a home turf entry, for a want to open the show, this is, this is strong enough.
Yeah, I think it's actually going to be one of those things. It's going to be quite kind of interesting to watch on the night where it actually ends up, because we are so used to kind of, oh, Sweden, yeah, top five. Where this one is actually, there's a bit more kind of, it's not guaranteed, because opening the show is a hard job. So yeah, I assume, yeah, top 10, but wouldn't want to put any money necessarily on a top five. I'm going to give it a six, probably because we hold it to a higher standard. But yeah, it's a bit basic for me, I'm afraid.
Fair enough. Well, we gave Loreen a 19 and a half out of 20 last year. I think that works out as a 13.5 for us. So a bit of a drop, but still, in the top half of our review so far. If you want to see what we have reviewed other songs, do subscribe to the channel. We've already got plenty of episodes out already, and we've still got plenty more to come. If you hit the bell, you'll get notified every time we upload new content. We're also in podcast form. Give us a listen there. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. And we're also on Instagram at Review Revision. Give us a little cheeky follow there. Thank you very much for watching and listening, and we'll see you next time.